This week is National Men's Health Week, and you're probably thinking, well, why do we need a Men's Health Week? It's because us blokes are a bit slack when it comes to going to see a doctor, whether it be a physical issue or a mental issue, and it's been let go for too long, and blokes tend to bottle it all in and then do something drastic when it's too late. So that's why we need a Men's Health Week. Someone who works very much in that sector is Greg Smith, who's the founder of Men Care 2, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Greg.
G'day, Martin. Thanks for catching up.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you again. We've spoken a number of times before, but just explain first about your organisation, Men Care 2. That's aimed at men who are carers.
Yeah, so I guess blokes that are caring for someone in their family or a friend who lives with an illness or disability. So, you know, the guys that are, you know, look, I look after mum. She's got a physical disability, so I'm her full-time carer. And there's about one in six guys in Tassie that look after someone. So there's quite a few men out there that are in that role, which is, I guess, traditionally seen as a female role, that caring and nurturing. So, yeah, Men Care 2 is all about promoting those blokes that are caring and, I guess, giving a bit of information, resources and that for them to help them in their roles. And also that recognition, I think, is really important.
Well, it's only one piece of the puzzle, and I know you're involved in some of the other pieces as well, and you're aware of a number of events that are coming up this week on the Northwest Coast to promote Men's Health Week. You've got a meeting tomorrow, or a webinar, that people are invited to have a listen to as well.
Yeah, the webinar we're doing on Thursday,
sorry.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Thursday, and it's around literacy. So we've found that literacy is a big topic for men, for all people, and in Tassie is a big issue, but particularly for men, you know, around reading and writing, but then you look at financial, health, digital, you know, all different types of literacy, so understanding, being able to communicate with health professionals, being able to find information can be a bit tricky sometimes.
Yeah, and people might think, you know, how does literacy affect your health? Well, it can affect your mental health, can't it? Because it can frustrate you if you struggle in that area.
Oh, definitely. And trying to find the right information can, you know, I know myself trying, look, I consider myself to be pretty literate with, you know, finding information about health and well-being and that, and services that are out there, but it can still get a bit confusing. And when you're trying to access services, sometimes it can get, you know, pretty tricky trying to find what information you need to provide to them and then also what information you need to get off them. So it's, the webinar we've got around, male literacy. We've got the president of the Australian Men's Health Forum, Greg Milan's, doing a bit of a chat, and he's got over 30 plus years experience in working with men right across Australia and in all sorts of you know, men's health topics. And then Malcolm Wells from the 2610, which is the Tasmanian health literacy team, they're going to be doing a little chat about what's happening locally as well. So it's sort of aimed at people that work in health and social services or volunteers, but I encourage anyone that's got an interest in literacy to jump on. The info's on our website at mencare2.org under the events section, so everyone's welcome to come. It's a free online event.
And it's being promoted by Allied Mates, which is a network that you put together yourself, which is involving health professionals and community workers and volunteers on the Northwest Coast as well. There's a couple of other things coming up that you're not directly involved in, but you are aware of them. A thing in Devonport at the East Devonport Neighbourhood House, which is called Dudes Day. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I think it's a good name. It's pretty friendly. So, yeah, they're on tomorrow. It's set at the East Devonport Neighbourhood House between 11 and 1, and the guys can just go along. They've got man bags that they've put together with a bit of information. I think some toiletries, some bits and pieces there for any of the guys that they can find, you know, a bit of information about what's around locally, but also just, you know, little bits and pieces that might come in handy for them. They've got that running between 11 and 1, and they've got hot soup. And you can just come along. You don't have to stay and hang around. You can just come in and you know, pick up your bag and your soup and just say good day and then move along. So I know it can be a bit confronting or, you know, feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes for men to actually go somewhere and for the first time or to accept a bit of help. So, there's no expectation for guys to stay and hang around. They can just come along and just connect for that 5 minutes and, it's better than
Nothing, exactly, yeah. And one of the things you're also involved in is the Mr. Perfect Barbecues, and I love one of the things that they say when they promote those is that mental health may come up in the discussion, but it's not compulsory, and I guess that's the same sort of thing with this event.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And with, you know, with a lot of the things that we're involved with, we have our coffee chats on a Monday here in Ulverston, and, you know, we talk about everything from fishing to camping to work to, you know, and then sometimes the conversation can go to the more serious topics about health and mental health, and you know, it's good to be able to have them conversations and in partnership with the good talk, having the good conversations about sport and, you know, fishing and all that sort of thing, I think enables you to have them maybe more difficult or conversations that we tend to shy away from. You build up a bit of a relationship, and so to be able to talk to someone about, you know, things that, you know, aren't going too well in your life, physically or mentally, is really important.
Yeah, and there's a great focus on mental health these days with men, which is, you know, very appropriate, but we can't not forget that there's also physical issues with men that won't go and get tested when something's wrong and need a bit of encouragement to go and see a doctor or a health professional.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's something you said before. You put it off, you think it's going to fix itself, or you know, you might be a bit embarrassed to go and talk to a GP about it, but, you know, that's what the GPs are there for. That's, you know, they're trained, they're professionals, they see, you know, a lot of patients each day. So, you know, whilst you might feel embarrassed or not, you know, not feel comfortable, I think that little bit of embarrassment or feeling uncomfortable is worth, you know, getting a checkup, finding out if you've got something going on, if something you're not sure about, getting that. You know, asking the GP, talking to, you know, even if you go online first and do it, you know, look up a little bit of information, try and find out what's going on. Healthy Mail is a Australian website that's got a lot of great information there that's focused on men's health issues, and so they've got some great resources there that you can sort of find information, and then when you go to the GP, you sort of know what to expect and what to talk to them about, and that comes back, I guess, to that literacy, being able to have a conversation and, you know, get something out of it.
Another event that's on Thursday is there's a trivia event happening at Buttons Brewing in Ulverston. That happens every Thursday, in fact, but the team from Man Up Tasmania, who are part of the Allied Mates network that you've established, they're actually going to run the trivia night this week.
I think they're actually on tonight.
Okay. Well, the information I'm looking at says Thursday, but it might be a misprint. So.
It's tonight or Thursday night, but they're doing I think the trivia is on there every Tuesday or Thursday night, and so they're doing the running a, you know, bit of information there about what they're doing, and call for volunteers to help out with the work they're doing to try and, you know, promote, you know, men, to encourage men to get out and get support and find out about what's around and how they can access services and support early on, so that you don't get to that point where you make bad choices.
They've got their own website, so I dare say their details will be on their website, Man Up Tasmania. Men's Health Week is all about initiating a discussion, whether it be with your father, your son, your brother, your husband, or whatever the case may be. Just talk about them this week during Men's Health Week. Greg, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Martin. And book in for your annual checkup with the GP.
Absolutely.